The notices, they come by mail, they come by email, even by text messages. And printed on the envelope or in the subject line are the words, "Time to renew." The subscription is coming to an end. It's time to renew. The membership period is coming to a close. It's time to renew. Your warranty is expiring. It's time to renew. Now, different times of the year also convey a similar message. January 1 is an obvious one, the beginning of the calendar year, a time for new hopes, new resolutions. For most Americans, September also has this same sense of newness, and it marks the beginning of the school year. Churches tend to follow suit, and so September has a feeling of newness. It's the beginning of the program year. Now, as it happens, at sunset tonight marks the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Rosh Hashanah means the head of the year. And traditionally, it's described as a time of inner renewal and divine atonement. In the Bible, it is called the Festival of the Trumpets. The sound of the trumpets was said to remind people of God's faithfulness, as well as signal something important is about to happen. In many churches, the beginning of the new program year is called Rally Day. And so it's a day set aside to reassemble or to rally after the relatively quiet summer of vacations or camps or whatever you did over the summer. Today is Rally Day for First Presbyterian Church. What this year will bring, only God knows. But if God is with us, then the possibilities are unlimited. I suggest that we approach this year with a what-if attitude. What if we approach this year with the expectation that life can truly be renewed? The gospel is about beginning again. It is about renewal. We can walk away from yesterday into the freshness of tomorrow, and for many of us, that is good news. The story of creation is the drama of renewal. Seasons change, time passes, and through it, the cycle of life brings forth the things that make for life on earth possible. It's as if the physical world is trying to teach us a lesson. That renewal is at the heart of everything. There is a dynamic of endings and beginnings. In a sense, every Sunday is an opportunity to begin again. We believe that the grace of God brings the possibility of renewal. On this Rally Day Sunday, we are invited to let that grace wash over our lives so that, like fresh washed children, we can begin again. After all, we are the people of Easter. We believe in the radical grace of God in which life defeats death. We are the people who say to one another, "Peace be with you." And we affirm that the good news is, in Jesus' name, you are forgiven. That powerful statement applies to your life and to mine on this, the Lord's Day. I pray that we can hear the gospel today and know that as in the beginning, so now God is creating, and the possibilities of that creation are unlimited. Now, according to the Washington Post, on December 10th, 1978, Charles Diederich was the first person to utter the now oft-quoted phrase, "Today is the first day of the rest of your life." I must confess, I used to hate that phrase. Technically, it is accurate, but I didn't find it very helpful, especially if I was having a bad day. So what are you saying? I'm going to have 20,000 more days just like this? Now, some of you are wondering, where did he get 20,000? I'm glad you asked that. I get the 20,000 days by rounding off the average life expectancy of an American male. And I'm assuming that I uttered this statement when I was in my 20s. So that if I were to say it today, I'd probably have to use a number somewhat less than 20,000 days. Perhaps that's what the psalmist meant when he prayed, "Lord, teach us to number our days." But really, the only day that matters is today. Yesterday is past. Tomorrow is yet to come. Today is the only day that matters. Today is the day we need to number, and everyone can count to one. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Now, there's more than just technical truth to this saying. If we recognize that in God's hands our lives can be renewed, today is the day your relationship with God can be renewed. Today is the day you can know you have an eternal hope. Think of the moments in the life of Jesus when he confronted what appeared to be a permanent dead end. Think of Bartimaeus sitting blind on the side of the road. But Jesus restored his sight, and he was renewed. Think of the woman at the well, living with a burden of a past that grew heavier with each passing day. And she was introduced to the living water of grace. She ran back to her tormentors to tell them about a man who had seen her life as no one else had. And she was renewed. Miserable Zacchaeus, climbing up and sitting in the tree just to get a glimpse. But he went home with Jesus, and he became a different man. Nicodemus comes to Jesus in the dark of night, and he's invited to be born anew, to experience God's grace, breaking his rule-driven life and making him a new person. And on and on and on and on the story goes of God's grace coming to us, restoring our lives, renewing our days, recharging our spiritual batteries, giving us the chance to begin again. Of course, not everyone believes in second chances. There was a small county airport that also housed an adventure business that taught people how to parachute. But the sign over the counter was rather intimidating. "If at first you don't succeed, then skydiving is definitely not for you." Ooh. Okay, all right. Today is the first day of a new program year. Today is the day when the rich grace of God is given to us in such a way that we don't have to be the people we were when we walked in this morning. We can be different people. We don't have to be like snails who drag the shell of their past around with them. No, ours is a gospel of renewal. We believe in the God of the second chance and the third chance and the 100th chance. We have seen God's revelation in the one whose touch is always renewing, whose word is always redemptive, whose love is powerful enough to let us begin again. May this grace embrace you on this day. It is time to renew. Somewhere in paradise, a man is grinning big. He once hung on a cross next to another man and thought his life was over. All he had was a prayer that went something like this: Jesus, remember me. All he had was a prayer. That was all he needed. A thief was given a second chance. And if it could happen for him, it can happen for you. In the beginning, God created. And now, in your life, God is continuing to create. It's time to turn over a new leaf. Jesus is here to help you to begin anew. Jesus, remember me. Come into my life and make me new. It's time to renew.